The program for Friday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. We appreciate you following us this week as we have been again talking upon this great subject of suffering. And today we'd like to bring those thoughts to a conclusion. As we have been pointing out the good byproducts that can come from a bad thing, suffering, I'd like to point out one more briefly this morning and then conclude these thoughts. I'd like to say that suffering makes us thankful. Many times we're not thankful. We really don't know how to be thankful. We've always had good health and we've lived in an affluent society. But once suffering comes, the picture's changed. We stop and we count our blessings. We're made to realize just how good God has been to us, and we're more thankful for the Savior. We learn to appreciate and enjoy even the little things in life. God wants Christians to be a thankful people. There's nothing more obnoxious than a person who isn't thankful. Suffering cannot be all bad when it makes us be more thankful. So we would ask you today, as we bring our thoughts toward a conclusion along these series of lessons, what does suffering personally mean to you? What it means to you, whether it will be a blessing or not, will all be determined by you as you keep your faith and the right attitude. Let's take the Lord Jesus Christ as our example as we face suffering and as we endure it. He prayed there in Matthew 26, verse 39, "O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." Then if God doesn't see fit to answer our prayer in what we would like in the affirmative way, let's pray with Jesus, as we read there in Matthew 26, verse 42. "O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done." And then, being resigned to God's will, let's get all the spiritual good that we can out of our suffering. Remember the words of Romans 8:28 for the real Christian: "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." And remember, our Lord said, Hebrews 13:5, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." God will give us grace that we may be able to bear it. I have a poem that was submitted by a person by the name of Bob Wickline. This gentleman also wrote this poem, and I like to read it because I think it sort of summarizes and caps off the things that we have been saying about suffering. And the name of this poem that this gentleman has written is this: Life's Hard Learned Lessons. If my life was always sunshine with never a cloudy day, I wonder how I'd treat my Lord and just how much I'd pray. If all was peace and happiness with never a stormy sea, I wonder, would I walk as close and could he talk with me? If my heart was never broken and never a tear I'd shed, would I search his word for comfort that my hungry soul be fed? If I never fought and faltered before temptation's cursed face, would I know how much I need him for his mercy, love, and grace? If through life I knew no sorrow and my body felt no pain, would I long for heaven's glory and my soul's for a greater gain? But my Father knows the answers. He all my sins and sorrows sees. And perhaps he sends the storm clouds just to bring me to my knees, so that I might learn to trust him, free from fear of all that harms, that I might feel round about me the embrace of his everlasting arms." This poem by Bob Wickline. And then the scripture, 2 Corinthians 12:9, as Paul said there, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Yes, suffering is not all bad. It can serve a good purpose in the life of the Christian by making us be humble, by purifying and perfecting us, and as we brought out there, that it makes us be more compassionate toward others and thankful.